This message comes from NPR sponsor Homes.com. When you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Homes.com has got you covered with a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The U.S. is expected to begin airdropping supplies into Gaza soon. President Biden approved the airdrop, saying the U.S. will join Jordan and other nations in the effort to deliver food and humanitarian supplies. And he says more needs to be done.
In addition to expanding deliveries by land, as I said, we're going to insist that Israel facilitate more trucks and more routes to get more and more people the help they need. No excuses, because the truth is, aid flowing to Gaza is nowhere nearly enough. Now, it's nowhere nearly enough.
Biden speaking there in the Oval Office, where he was meeting with Italy's prime minister. Biden approved the airdrops a day after dozens of Palestinians were killed, racing to pull supplies off an aid convoy. Israel says the victims have been trampled by crowds that surrounded aid trucks. Health officials in Gaza say Israeli forces shot dead more than 100 Palestinians. Republicans in Idaho and Missouri are weighing in on the race for the GOP presidential nomination today, those two states holding caucuses. And so is Michigan, but some Republicans there crying foul, as Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta reports.
Former President Donald Trump will almost certainly win the caucuses, but Republicans here have something else to fight about. There's a bitter division over the removal of the last party chair following an 11-month tenure that was marked by infighting and broken finances. Now her supporters say they're being denied credentials. The new leadership says that's because they ignored registration deadlines.
They're playing games, and we've had enough. We're done.
That's Katie Niss, chair of the Grand Traverse County Republican Party. Her congressional district will convene its own caucus to select national convention delegates. There could be others. If their delegates aren't recognized, they could take their fight to the Republican National Committee. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
One of the two paramedics convicted in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain in Aurora, Colorado, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Colorado Public Radio's Tony Gorman has more.
Police confronted McClain, a 23-year-old black man, after receiving a report of a suspicious person. McClain was put in a chokehold, and Peter Chikuniak and fellow paramedic Jeremy Cooper injected him with the powerful sedative ketamine. McClain died several days later. An emotional Shanine McClain says the paramedics didn't try to save her son.
If Peter's child, family member, friend, or coworker was laying on that ground like my son Elijah McClain was, I guarantee you, when Peter arrived, he would not have allowed the brutality to continue.
Chikuniak will also concurrently serve a 1-year sentence for a criminally negligent homicide. His co-defendant will be sentenced next month. For NPR News, I'm Tony Gorman in Denver.
And you're listening to NPR News. In Soda Springs, California, scientist Andrew Schwartz at the Central Sierra Snow Lab says that powerful storm hitting the west this weekend could break the lab's modern-day snowfall record of about 3.5 feet in a single day, set back in 1989.
Right now, with the way the storm's looking, we could potentially get into the top 10 snowiest days at the snow lab.
The storm is bringing strong winds and widespread heavy snow to California, Sierra Nevada, and torrential rain in lower elevations. Tens of thousands are without power and a blizzard warning for up to a foot of snow, up to 12 feet of snow in higher elevations is in effect through tomorrow. CVS and Walgreens say they've been certified to start dispensing the abortion medication mifepristone. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports the country's largest drugstore chains plan to roll out the option at select locations where laws permit it.
The Food and Drug Administration decided last year to allow retail pharmacies to start dispensing mifepristone, but required those pharmacies to go through a new certification process. Now, CVS and Walgreens representatives say the two companies have both completed this program. Walgreens says it plans to begin filling prescriptions for the drug within a week. CVS says in the weeks ahead, as it's still working to get the medication. Both say it will be a phased rollout that will comply with federal and state laws. Walgreens plans to start in some locations in New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, California, and Illinois. CVS will begin with Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.